visit historic downtown Branson in all its old-fashioned charm and Christmas cheer. Seats are filling up fast, so call 340-6300 to register today. Registration closes September 20th. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep you active for life.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 826 and time for What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten. Fills in every third Friday of the month to let you know what's in outdoors, and there's plenty going on. The program is brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you. And our friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, well, quite frankly, it probably is not around. That's how that works at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. On a Friday, we say, good morning, Phil Totten. Studio North, Council Grove this morning.
Yes, you had a little bit of reservation in your voice. Wondering what it was, Ron.
Yeah, I had to think twice about that for a minute, Phil.
I'll tell you, it is a beautiful morning. The sunflowers are in full bloom out of the Studio North, and the hummingbirds are putting on quite a show. I sure hope you and your wife are getting some now.
Well, we have two, and basically that's been it, but the two have been staying around.
I'll tell you, it is a regular Star Wars adventure out there in my yard right now with the hummingbird feeders, with the cosmos, and they're just going from flower to flower. And yesterday I was within probably 20 inches from one, and I know if I would have had a little flower on my hat or a flower on my shirt, it would have probably been working it over. I saw that before. But, Ron, do you remember Goldie Hawn?
Sure do.
Hey, she was quite an entertainer, wasn't she?
Yeah, and still is, still performing out there.
Well, she has taken up a new lease in life, doing something with mental health. And I just read in an article on Sunday that she's up for Woman of the Year award with her Mind Up organization. It's mind-boggling to me this day and age. The Surgeon General put out a report that out of 1,000 young adults surveyed, 450 are suffering from depression and anxiety due to frequent use of social media, and that 100 of them have actually attempted suicide. I just can't fathom that, Ron, but I do want to give a tip of the hat to Goldie and her Mind Up organization for trying to make a difference in people's lives.
Well, and we have plenty of that going on right here, too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an observance Saturday, isn't it? The Beacons for Hope.
Yep, they're having a suicide prevention walk and fundraising event in Soden's Grove here tomorrow.
Well, Ron, we have a lady right here in Kansas who's trying to make a difference in the lives of young people, and I've asked her to join us on the show this morning. Brittany French is with Passing On Out Mentors, and she's doing some great things in Kansas to get youth and more youth and families outside for a better inside. But once you get the youth involved, the family will be involved too. So, Brittany, how you doing this morning?
Well, good morning, you guys. I'm great. How are you, Phil?
Well, I'm awake. That's a feat for me. I think a day's a success when I can just wake up and see what the Lord has given us out here on Studio North.
I could not agree more.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Brittany, and what Passing On Outdoor Mentors is all about?
Yeah, Passing On Outdoor Mentors is a nonprofit, and it operates all the way across the state of Kansas. So our mission is to empower kids in the outdoors through mentorship. So we have employees that go around and put together these hunting and fishing and trap shooting opportunities for kids to participate in that are led by folks just like yourself, Phil. Folks who love the outdoors, who want to see that next generation get off their phones, get off social media, and really connect with Mother Nature.
Brittany, have you been involved with Passing On?
So I actually started mentoring back in 2015. I was a college student. I grew up in Southwest Kansas. A little shout out to Dodge City, Kansas. And, grew up enjoying the outdoors. And when I came to Wichita, Kansas for college, I quickly realized it was a bit of a concrete jungle. And not many kids had that privilege like I did growing up. So when I learned about the program and I mentored my first hunt, needless to say, it was a hook, line, sinker for me.
with what you're doing, and now passing on has went to a lot of other states, haven't it? It's really growing.
Yeah, so we also operate in Iowa and now Wisconsin.
How many kids do you think you get out in a year's time, Britt? Yeah.
Yep. Last year we served about 1,500 kids in the outdoors. This year we're projected probably to serve over 2,000, probably 2,200 if everything goes as planned, through those various activities. So we're planning dove hunts and waterfowl hunts and upland hunts and predator, small game, fishing events, whether they be off of a bank or off of a boat, and then doing some shooting sports.
Shooting sports. Now, that's something that's really catching on in a lot of schools. Watson Outdoors has helped fund several schools, buying them clays to participate in. Kids really enjoy that, Brittany. What do they learn when they learn about the shooting sports?
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, you know, I get asked that often, you know, what is the benefit from teaching a child or a kid how to shoot a firearm? And I just think it's a great question because you're teaching them so much responsibility. You're teaching them respect. You're teaching them, you know, how to use a tool that has been in our world for a very long time, but for really good things. So that might be to harvest your first deer and then to provide, you know, food for your family, or it might be, you know, to shoot at these clay targets, that's going to potentially get you a college scholarship. It's really great to see these kids build confidence and take on a different purpose in life when they're participating in these shooting sports.
Well, Brittany, on September 30th, I'll be a part of the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas booth at Big Al's Bash for Conservation in Wichita there at the Cessna Activity Center. And is this the first event that Big Al has had, or is that something that's been going on for several years? And what can people attending that event find out about the outdoors?
Yep. So this is the third year for the Big Al Bash for Conservation. And if any of you know Big Al, he's a car salesman here in Wichita, Kansas. And he has been dedicated for many, many years giving back to conservation groups and local nonprofits, but also supporting local businesses in our state. So he had a wild idea 3 years ago to throw a little party for conservation. So we are helping him assist with that. So what we do is it's imagine like an expo set up with live music and food trucks and just a really good time. So we're going to have over 25 nonprofits of various capacities. Some of them are youth organizations. A lot of them are conservation focused. And then some of them are just local nonprofits here in the greater Wichita area. But then we'll also have about 15 vendors there showcasing their products, whether it be tractors, lawnmowers, RVs, things like that, and then a special performance by the Dave Holland Band. So the doors open at 5 p.m. on Saturday, September 30th, and they close at 11. Here's the fun part, Phil, is we wanted to make this as kid-friendly and kid-oriented as possible, so kids 18 and under get in free.
Oh, that's great. That's really great, Brittany. And I'm really looking forward to that. And Watson Outdoors booth, we'll have Megan Hilbisch. An Emporia native. Megan has really, really taken the 4-H shooting sports program, and especially the Lyon County, and got a lot of national publicity with what we're doing with shooting sports there in Lyon County. And we'll also have Joe Bragg. Joe is a returning veteran that all just coming down to the lake. He and I got quite a friendship, and Joe will be in the booth with me. And also Brent Fazee. Of course, Brent is a fame writer, and even though we don't really write for newspapers as much as we used to and getting it out there, he'll be an attraction right there. You do some things with Brent, and Rob McDonald, can you?
Yeah, Brent,
can you tell us a little bit about
that
podcast?
Yeah, Brent and Rob and I have a side podcast that we started, and it's morphed to a multimedia platform. So we share a podcast and stories and video content, and we have a newsletter. Just promoting all the good things across the Great Plains. So we lead on our grandpa fish. That's what we call Brent. He does all of our annual fishing reports and brings on guests that can talk about fishing with us. And I tell you what, your guys' booth at the Big Al Bash is going to be pretty popular with all of you there.
I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And podcast, I'm with the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, and one of the things that we're kicking around is maybe having a something there at Payrock at Emporia State University or here at Council Grove Marina to let people know how we can communicate the virtues of being outdoors by these cell phones and smartphones and whatever kind of electric gadgetry we have out there. And it's with my age, it's just something new. I really get frustrated sometimes even calling into the radio. Are we going to be able to connect? And there's just so many interruptions, and I can see where that can cause that anxiety in people's lives. So, has the dove hunting been pretty good for your youth this year that you've been taking out?
Yeah, we've had some kids shoot a lot of doves, and it's always funny, Phil, because as you can imagine, kids and dove hunting, there tends to be a bigger pile of ammo than dove.
right. Have you had any... go ahead.
We've had a lot of kids, a couple kids out in western Kansas, they actually all shot limits of doves and did it multiple days in a row, so they were pretty proud of that.
Have you had any youth deer hunts?
We've hosted a few. It's been nice and warm for us, right? But we've had a few kids successfully put deer down and harvest that game. And during the pre-rut season, Phil, which is October, I think, 7th and 8th here in Kansas, we'll have over 50 deer hunts. So we will have a lot of kids out hunting that weekend. And we still have a lot of availability for kids to sign up, too, if they want to give it a try.
Well, that leads to my next question, Brittany, is just how can parents find out what youth events are offered in their area of the state? I know you do have several, do you call them, area that set up and do these programs and offer them, but are they advertised on a web page? And how can parents find out the availability of these hunts and how to get, or fishing activities, and how to get their youth involved?
Yeah, so we have a website, outdoormentors.org, and there is a events tab. And if you click that, you're going to find an icon that says Kansas, and you can see every event we have scheduled out throughout the whole year right now, and we're always adding to that list. We also can search, you know, by zip code radius. So if you live in Council Grove, Phil, you can put Council Grove zip code in there and say you want to see everything within a 90-mile radius. And then we also have social media. You know, we're always posting open opportunities for kids to pursue. And, you know, I always tell parents, don't be afraid to call us. All of our contact information is on our website, and we'd love to connect with parents and, you know, really tell them what we do, how we do it, and how we can get their kid out.
Well, Brittany, what's an outdoors tip of the hat to you two? I really appreciate what you're doing to help us carry on the heritage and tradition of the great outdoors in today's youth, and so looking forward to seeing you there at Big House Bass on September 3rd.
Yeah, well, thank you, Phil, and thanks for being a pillar in that space as well. You're communicating a lot of good that comes from the outdoors, so thanks for leading by example.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You have a good weekend. Well, Ron, let's go to that first break, and go ahead, Brittany.
I mean, she just left us, Phil.
Okay. Well, Ron, let's go to that first break, and when we come back, I'll have a fishing report and a little bit about hunting, and just urge people to get outside and enjoy this great weather. This
Indeed.
Cooler weather is for me, I'll guarantee
it. It is perfect. All right, we're back with more right after this.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire in Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on Model Year End 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock razors, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
Bluestem is ready for fall hunting with great buys on plot mix, supplements, and more to help you rock the hunt and bring in the herd. Like Super Buck Easy Grow Plot Mix. Each 40-pound bag covers 1 acre, and it's the perfect time to plant to bring in the deer and turkey. Plus, Bluestem has all mineral supplements by Trophy Rock. All this and more at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 in Emporia. Are you ready for the hunt?
KBOE live and local 841. Sunshine out there and 65 degrees. Beautiful start to the day heading into the weekend here. This is What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten, Council Grove Lake Studio North here on a Friday morning. Phil Totten always up to something out there, Studio North. Beautiful morning out there, and you got a lot of activity, it looks like, out your window, huh?
Oh, I was just seeing the hummingbird, a bluebird come onto the water. I did raise three batches of bluebirds out of my box here in Studio North, so we need to do all we can to set up areas, our wild space areas, where you can and where the city will let you do it to encourage your wildlife to take part of your life there. But, Ron, I'll tell you, when September 1 come around, I knew we was going to get some cooler weather. When I was a dove hunter and really getting after them, I would be picking where I wanted to go hunt. I knew where the water hose was, not the water hose, the water holes were, and be all set up. And invariably, on August 31, we would have cold weather and a big downpour. Well, our lake is so low, I welcome a downpour, and that Monday's rain just a whole lot of new life to the area. What was green and, I mean, what was brown, and then you was one of us going to come back. It's brought, just invigorated a lot of things. One of the things that really worked on here was improved the catfishing. And I was really tearing up the channel cat. Not nothing real big, but here on the city lake. My dad, one time down here when I came down, that he had taken the poles out of the water because the catfish were so active, he couldn't get any work done. And I thought I should have my dad evaluated. But now, really, it's been so good. I've been taking the poles out of the water just so you get some work done around here and please that woman that I live with. You know, a happy wife is a happy life. But one thing I use for catfish is I learned it from some railroaders called Wowie. And it is a stinky, pungent mixture, but it's called a punch bait or a dip bait. And you just dip it down, use a worm or a sponge in there, and I tell you, I just couldn't keep the fish off the pole. Deer, people are harvesting a lot of nice deer. Joe Bragg, I mentioned earlier, he got out with an Army friend, and he's got some back straps he was telling me about, and they have some doves. So the doves are really showing up. People I've talked to have a good time. That big cold rain really hasn't sent them south. And we do have a population that stays around here quite a bit.
That's good.
And teal season opens September 9th. And teal is a great-tasting waterfowl. It's fun to hunt, and they are fast. Rob, doing some outdoor learning programs this fall at the Health, Physical Education, and Recreation Department for Emporia State. And that's where I was Tuesday and Thursday. And yes, I passed my pungent jar of catfishing bait through the class so they could smell just what they might be getting into if they become catfishmen. And I just wished, well, one thing, I hope I get invited back, but I wish that I would have had a video of the people smelling that stuff. But catfish, you know, they like things that do smell. And then too, they like sweet things. Sometimes when the mulberries are falling off trees, it's good to fish right under a mulberry bush. But introducing the kids to fishing, and half of the class doesn't have a fishing license, and there was a couple of the kids that have never caught a fish in their life. And so this is one thing that we're doing, is to try to get more people introduced to fishing, whether they want to keep the fish or not. And that's one thing I like about fishing more so than hunting, because of catch and release. Of course, I like to get a little burnout on some quail. And of course, part of that game is harvesting the game. And you just can't pat it on the back and let it go like you can a fish, or kiss the fish and let it go. I'm not quite into that, but some people like that. Seeing the youth catch their first fish or harvest their first deer has really been rewarding to me through the years. Ron, let's go to that last break, okay, and we'll close up this session of What's in Outdoors.
We're tuned in. What's in Outdoors? Phil Totten back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply's got it.
Summer may be over, but it's not over for your lawn. Blue Stem has Scott's lawn care products that'll help you keep your yard looking green and healthy through fall and give it a head start for next spring. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed Feed Fertilizer. It comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your place. When it comes to Scott's lawn care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Blue Stem's got it. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire in Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on model year-end 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock RZRs, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
KBOE live and local. What's in Outdoors? Phil Totten. Time to put a wrap on the program. And Phil, what do I understand? What are you taking a trip to Nashville?
Yes, no, not as you remember when we had an entry come in for the summer long family fun fishing. There is a Nashville, Kansas, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you know where Toledo is, Ron?
Toledo. Do I know where Toledo is? Like Toledo, Ohio?
No, it's like Toledo, Kansas.
Well, I don't. It's not far from here, is it?
No. I see you've been advertising that Thane and Sharon will be moving, and they're going to have a big sale.
Yeah.
This Saturday. Well, that sale, just to say hi to Thane. Thane has been real active in the outdoors all his life. His tag is called Milo. I can't really remember the end of it, but I would use Thane hunter education classes, especially out at Camp Alexander. Thane was my irate landowner. We would take the kids down by the Quonset Hut area, and we were, you know, talking why you might want to unload your firearm going down the hill to where the old boxcar is there. And while we were doing that, Thane would come flying out of that Quonset Hut, slam the door, and those kids would look, and he would be saying, "Who gave you permission to be on my property?" Well, all the kids and the people in that class would point to me. I said, "Don't point to me. You need to have your permission." I told you, this session, I wasn't here. So we got to talk to the kids about having permission. And that's very, very important. Is you know, I think 90% of the land in Kansas is privately, and for you to be on that land, you need to have permission. So we that was just the thing that I want to talk to Thane about, and just wish him well, and then his move to Manhattan. So no, Toledo is actually between Plymouth and Cahola Lake.
Yeah, and we get some rainfall reports from there. They had 6,300 during our last rainfall. In fact.
Oh, it's cool getting some rain, I guarantee you. So I'm going to go up there on Saturday. Ron, also tomorrow there is a fishing tournament at El Dorado Lake. It's a fundraiser for Butler Homeless. It's called a Butler Homeless Initiative, to where the fish and the fundraiser will be given to the homeless people around in Butler County. And just thinking, August 26th when we had the Bama Safe Scar at the college, we had quite a bit of fish left over, and I took it down to the rescue mission. And those people were always appreciative of that. And remember many years ago, we had a program there in Emporia with Chuck Gardner that did it. I can't really think of the name with that, but it was where they had a day, and people went out and hunted deer, waterfowl, and they got so much points, but all that meat was given to the homeless people and needy people. So the hunters do a lot of great things out in the outdoors, Ron, and this is just something that we hear this day and age, anti-hunting, and you know, with that, we need to really understand what conservation is all about, and that X amount of those animals would die a lot more horrible death than being harvested and they're being used. So Ron, September 23rd, Glen Hills Whitetail Rendezvous Banquet. at Chase County. Now, that's a new, oh, it's called an NGO, non-government organization, to me, a nonprofit, to talk about, you know, people that have an interest in hunting deer. It would be a good event for you. That's one to me anyway, at on September 23rd, and Kim Rayer will be at on.
Okay.
October 7th, I'll be over at Allen during the Allen Community Event. We'll be doing backyard bass, and I'll probably figure out some kind of game to award the kids that participate that and have fun with it. Then the next day, I'll be going over to the October 8th, Tennessee Air Field Trial, and this has come to my radar, too, that some people are getting raised to release birds. And what I'm trying to stress to these people is that if you're going to take them out and train your dog and harvest them, you need to be know what the rules and regulations of that is in Kansas. Even though you buy those birds, you just can't take them out. Chucker and Hungarian partridge and those things might fall under a different category, but you just can't go. And just because you purchase feathers now and quail, you can't take them out.
All right. Well, yeah, great program this morning, Phil. Good stuff. Always, we invite people to log on to KVOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors page and stay updated. Phil is with us live here the third Friday of every month for What's In Outdoors. Be safe out there, and I know you'll stay busy. I don't have to tell you that.
Okay, Ron. You
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. God bless.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors.
Last night. 13,000 workers impacted at plants near St. Louis, Missouri, Toledo, Ohio, and